To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Airo uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
It's here Tuesday. Jones and Keith here on WEEI. It's brought to you by New Car Toyota and Hyundai of North Kingstown. Remember Tarbox? It's now New Car. Hyundai and Toyota in North Kingstown. Same great people, same great place with thousands of vehicles. Discover why everyone loves a new car. In the break,
yes.
Keith, Kyle Schwarber coming back to Philly.
Son of a gun.
That's how Jeff Passan tweeted it out. 5 years, 150, $30 million a pop.
Good for him.
So he is back with the Phillies, which I think we assumed was going to happen all along.
We did, but he was a name that was out there, and it was a name that I did want. I want Pete Alonso because Pete Alonso can play first base, even though he might not be a gold glove over there, but he can play first base. Schwarber really is a DH, but he fit in so well when he was here. He's one of the guys that everybody wishes stayed. He's roll out of bed, hit 50 home runs, which this team needs, but the Phillies gave him a lot of money. He obviously likes it there. He's staying back there. I never really considered him like a likely option.
Me either.
But he was one of the names that was out there.
I wanted him, but yeah. I didn't consider him a real option. I think there's two elements to it. Number one, now you got to go get Alonso.
Yes.
And I was Alonso over Schwarber the whole time.
Now there's no excuses. There's really no alternative.
I think it's also one less suitor for Bregman. Like, I think if Philly was really going to be in on Bregman, they were going to lose out on Schwarber.
It's a positive spin.
Thank you.
Yeah. I don't know if that'll be the case because it is Dave Dombrowski, and he's been able to sign multiple players at times.
Yeah, it's probably dangerous to just cross them off the list, but I'd say I think it's less likely they're in on Bregman. Meanwhile, the Dodgers also have an agreement because they sign everybody on former Mets closer Edwin Diaz.
Really?
Yeah.
Does he get the closer intro
he
song
should.
And everything else?
Yeah.
Yeah. Here come the trumpets.
Yeah, Timmy Trumpets.
Really good.
Yeah, rock. Yeah, you can bring that to the West Coast.
Really nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the Dodgers are also still a player. I mean, the Dodgers might get Bregman for all we know.
But there you go. Diaz signed with the Dodgers, Schwarber back to the Phillies.
So deals can happen.
Things are happening.
You can sign players. You don't have to wait until spring training to sign players. So that I at least like. I'm upset that they don't have Schwarber. I would have been happy to have Schwarber, but now all your attention needs to be on Alonso.
Okay, a little bit of Red Sox breaking news. Meanwhile, we have tiers for NFL teams today, Keith?
Yes, we do, Jones. And why don't we make it a little Christmas-themed? A little Christmas-themed. So we're going to Christmas movies, famous quotes from Christmas movies. The top tier from the Christmas movie Die Hard, yippee-ki-yay, MF.
Yippee-ki-yay, mother.
Yep.
Nice.
Yep. Can't say it on the radio. tier below that from one of my personal favorite movies of all time, Gremlins.
Don't ever feed him after midnight.
Yeah, because if you do, all hell breaks loose. So
you feed this team after midnight,
yes.
Maybe they win a Super Bowl.
Yes.
I get it.
Yes, yes, yes. Tier below that, Jelly of the Month Club.
It's a one-year membership in the Jelly of the Month Club.
It's fine.
It's a gift.
Yeah.
It's not great, yeah. But it's not nothing.
Yeah.
You didn't get forgotten. Okay. You got that Jelly of the Month Club. There's some good jellies out there. Below that, we're going to go a quote from Elf.
You sit on a throne of lies.
These are the teams that, you know, maybe you were trying to sell us a bill of goods.
We see right through you.
Yeah, come on.
We see through these
really
teams.
You're really not that good.
Mm-hmm.
Tier below that, we're going Home Alone.
Buzz your girlfriend. Woof.
Yeah, these are the Buzz your girlfriend woof teams. These are not very good teams. Poor girl.
Pretty woofy teams is what they are.
Can you imagine that poor girl, too?
Her agent.
Yeah. I got you in Home Alone, kinda.
Fun fact, not a girl.
Oh, really? Billy.
Yeah, I think the story was like the director or the producer put his son in the wig so that they weren't mocking a girl.
Oh, there good call.
Go. Wow,
did
good
you watch
work.
That pop-up video Home Alone?
It might have been something.
Yeah.
It was something random. I was
tuned in much later to the pop-up video Home Alone. But
no, it was like just one of those things probably on Instagram, like 10 things you didn't know
about
Home
Alone. All right, I feel better about that.
All right.
Very good. And then
Buzz,
the bottom.
Your son, Wolf.
That's not even the bottom tier, though. The bottom tier would be from The Grinch.
Stink, stank, stunk.
Also how Mike Giardi referred to the 2023 Patriots receivers,
yeah,
I think.
Popularized by Mike Giardi,
yeah, okay.
Who used that quote, I would say, perfectly.
Yeah, kind of nailed it.
But there you go. Okay, pretty good teams.
All right, so those are the tiers. That's what we're looking at. Billy, what do we got?
AFC East, Patriots 11-2.
Yippee-ki-yay, mother...
No doubt. Where else would they go?
Nowhere else.
Yeah, I don't really see
nowhere
any,
else. They didn't play last week.
Any debate there.
9-4 Bills.
Are they don't feed after midnight?
Okay. Yes.
Don't ever feed him after midnight.
There, that could be Josh Allen. He's a simple mogwai, and then all of a sudden you either get him wet, you feed him after midnight, some of these things, shine the bright light on him, boom, gremlin.
See, I was going to add something to that, but I think you said it perfectly.
Thank
so that's the Bills. Okay.
Dolphins, 6-7.
Okay.
So it's a 1-year membership in the Jelly of the Month Club.
I think they're Jelly of the Month.
They might be moving up.
Is Jelly of the Month like kind of frisky?
I guess. Yeah, I think it's our holdover of Frisky. So yeah, they're kind of playing nice.
They're playing well. Yeah. I thought Mike McDaniel would be long gone by now.
No.
Give it to him. Jelly of the month.
They're nice.
Yeah.
3-10 New York Jets.
Stink, stank, stunk.
Yeah. Or.
Yeah, no, they're not Buzz Your Girlfriend Wolf. They're Stink, Stank, Stunk.
They're Stink, Stank, Stunk.
They're one of the worst teams in the league.
All right, Jets, you're Stink, Stank, Stunk. So.
To the north, the Steelers at 7-6.
It's a 1-year.
Jelly of the month.
Membership in the Jelly of the Month Club.
Or you sit on a throne of lies.
Well, that's what I was looking at, but who really believes in them? Like a throne of lies people have to believe in you? No one believes in that,
team. They lead the division after 14 weeks.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean they're great or anything, but
no,
maybe put them on there with the Dolphins.
They're jelly.
Yeah, they're jelly. Yeah. Jelly of the Month Club.
Baltimore Ravens, 6-7.
That's a throne of lies.
You sit on a throne of lies.
That's how you think of a throne of lies.
Looking at this right now, the Bills and then the Dolphins Steelers are only like one tier below each other.
Right.
I feel like there should be like a tier in between that almost to separate that. Maybe not.
You'd like to propose a new tier?
Well, I don't even know what it would be. I just feel like the Bills are too close to the Dolphins.
The text line desperately wants us to do a 6-7 tier for all the 6-7 teams.
No,
so we can do that.
No.
Really fit with our theme.
We could have CeCe call in. She could do the drop for us.
Okay.
Yeah, we're not doing that.
So with our current tiers, Keith, where would you like to put them?
The Ravens?
Yeah.
Lies.
Yeah. Okay.
Cincinnati Bengals, 4-9.
Buzz, your girlfriend.
Yeah.
Woof.
I mean, it's unfortunate that Joe Burrow was hurt for all those games, but then he was healthy and he also threw a game away in Buffalo.
Or
so.
Are they as high up as Throne of Lies because people are like, oh, look at these guys now. Here come the Bengals. I mean, I guess we're giving them too much credit. We're pumping them up a tier, but it's like people thought with Burrow's back, like, guys, they're going to play spoilers. Like, no, they threw the game away.
Billy, Throne of Lies or Woof?
Woof.
Okay.
Woof. Fine.
Cleveland Browns, 3-10.
Stink, stank, stunk.
You lose to the Titans, you belong.
Probably has to be.
That's where you go, yeah.
To the AFC South, the Jaguars, 9-4.
Don't feed them?
Ever
you want to not feed them after midnight? You like them that much?
Nah, they're probably more jelly.
No, Jelly of the Month. Jelly of the Month Club. Yeah.
8-5 Texans?
I mean,
Don't feed them.
Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah.
Feed him after midnight.
Yeah. You feed that defense
like
after midnight.
They're almost yippee-ki-yay. They're kind of terrifying.
They could Ravens, Bucks, Broncos their way to a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Some of those defenses.
Yes.
Yeah, don't feed them.
85 Bears.
Sure.
8-5 Colts.
Oh.
You sit on a throne of lies.
Lies.
Yeah. They kind of always were, and now it's like.
Honestly, I'd consider putting them all the way down in Stink, Stank, Stunk.
Where would you
that
put them?
Horrible.
Where would you put them if they got Philip Rivers? Oh, is there a.
Oh.
Grandma got ran over by a reindeer tier? Philip Rivers?
Philip Rivers? Grandma got run over by a reindeer. Can we do that? Can you cook that up?
Grandpa got ran over by a reindeer. He's going to be a grandfather.
Am I at it?
Yeah. Oh, is that above or below lies?
Below lies.
Below lies?
Yeah. He got run over.
Okay. He did get run over.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer.
That's Grandma or Grandpa?
Well, you should write Grandpa. I don't think Nick can turn around
Nick,
the Grandpa.
Can you edit that?
Yeah, I got you. Hold on.
Nick, can you get in the lag? You get someone in the studio to re-record that and say Pa.
Reindeer.
Yeah. I'll track down Elmo and Patsy and see if they can record it.
Okay, good, though. That's good.
That's
we needed
nice.
Another tier. We did. Okay.
Well, perfect. Yeah, and that's perfect for
that
Phil Rivers.
Legit perfect.
Right,
okay.
We're having fun.
2-11 Titans.
Stunk. They did an Undertaker gif after that went over the...
Nah, they got it. Two in a row. We'll graduate them.
Okay.
To the AFC West, the Broncos at 11-2.
Yippee-ki-yay, mother...
Yeah.
I think you have to.
You have to.
I don't really want to, but I think you have to.
Yeah.
9-4 Chargers.
Jelly of the month or don't feed them?
Well.
It's a one-year membership in the jelly of the month club.
Are they the same as the Jaguars or do they have like another gear than the Jaguars?
They probably have another gear than
all
the
right,
Jaguars.
Don't feed them.
Okay.
6-7 Chiefs.
They lies. Are throwable.
Guys, yep. Yeah.
Perfect. No, not that one. Yeah.
You sit on a throne of lies.
Unless we're calling Patrick Mahomes' grandpa now, we can put him in there. No, yeah, throne of lies, yes.
Okay.
2-11 Raiders.
Stink.
Oh, yeah. Terrible.
Stank. Stunk.
NFC East, the Eagles at 8-5.
Lies.
You sit on a throne of lies.
Lies. Yeah. That is exact. Earmuffs buckets.
Yeah.
Lies. That's where you go.
Liar!
Yeah.
6-6 Cowboys.
Ooh,
would they be Jelly of the Month?
It's a one-year membership in the Jelly of the Month Club.
Something.
Yeah, put them there.
Steelers, Dolphins, Cowboys.
Cowboys, yeah, sure. Put them there.
3-10 Commanders.
Stink.
Yeah.
Stank.
They're worse than Wolf.
So the
they lost 31-0 to the
Vikings.
The argument
last week was they would get Jaden Daniels back and that would help. It didn't help. They lost to Minnesota. Stinks. Yeah.
Giants 2-11.
Stink.
Oh, yeah. Dude, it's
tank.
I mean, there's a lot of bad teams.
Yep. How many teams are in the Wolf tier right
six.
Now?
Six. Oh, one.
Just one. Okay.
1-1.
Good to know. Yep.
NFC North Green Bay Packers 9-3-1.
Yippee-ki-yay.
Yeah.
I think they kind of have to be.
Parsons loves playing well.
I feel
even though we're out of the Toyotathon.
Them in Denver.
No,
we're
until January.
Oh, we're in the Toyotathon.
I don't really want to put those teams there, but I think you kind of have to.
Yeah.
Yippee-ki-yay.
Hey, the Bears at 9-4.
Lies. That's too harsh.
Jelly of the Month.
It's a one-year membership in the Jelly of the Month Club.
Sure. Now, that, I mean, they might have an arrow next to them pointing down, but that's where they would be.
Well, and I guess I'm thinking lies like...
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
People, they're the best team in the NFC.
No, I think
they're
number one team in the NFC. Fall off.
Big fat lie there, but fine. Jelly.
For right now.
Yeah.
8-5 Lions.
I wonder if they're...
Don't feed them?
Do you give them a credit, like the don't feed them? Like maybe there's something there.
Well, they're not jelly.
They're not jelly.
They're not a... This are is they lies?
This is what... Oh, maybe they are lies.
Maybe they're lies.
Okay.
True. You sit on a throne of lies.
Yeah.
True lies.
All right. True lies. Ooh, Jamie Lee Curtis.
Yeah.
Vikings 5-8.
Woof.
Buzz, your girlfriend.
Or lower.
They're
5 wins, though.
I guess woof.
Yeah.
They're unwatchable, but woof, I guess. Yeah. Good news. They're on Sunday Night Football.
Or do you want to put in stink?
Nah, let's put them.
Okay.
Let's go woof. They won.
NFC South, the Buccaneers, 7-6.
Oh, boy.
Lies?
You sit on a throne of lies.
Yeah, it's not looking good. I was going to say maybe Jelly of the Month, but probably not even right now.
What's a better win for the Pats, the Bucs or the Panthers?
Well, the Bucs are technically still the division leader.
It might be the Panthers. Yeah, we might look up at the end of the year and be like, the Panthers win was better than the Bucs all along.
Yeah, maybe.
7-6 Panthers.
Jelly.
Yeah.
It's
a one-year membership in the Jelly of the Month Club.
They're exceeding expectations. The Bucs are not. Mm-hmm. I know technically on like a tiebreaker, the Bucs are winning that division, but yeah, that's where they go.
4-9 Falcons.
Buzz, your girlfriend.
Where are you putting them? Oh, I mean, below that? Yeah, I guess they could, but they're better than those teams.
They lost to the Jets.
Jets are bad.
And they just...
the Vikings just lost to the Commanders. You want to put them all in stink?
No, the Vikings beat the Commanders.
The Vikings. Oh, sorry. The Vikings beat the Commanders.
Yeah, I was like, wait.
The Falcons. I don't mind. We can lower them down.
Woof.
Terrible? Yeah. Well, I have them in woof. We can put them in stink stank.
Keep them in woof, okay. I guess.
3-10 Saints.
Because your girlfriend. Woof.
Oh, Tyler Shuck?
I kind of like Shuck. I kind of like Tyler Shuck.
Okay.
Woof.
To the West, the Rams at 10-3.
Top tier.
Okay, mother.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, they belong there. Yeah.
10-3 Seahawks.
Okay, so here's the problem.
Hey, mother.
Yeah, but,
No. Nick likes them that much.
They're not there.
Defense is very good. Fine. Darnold,
yeah, but like, don't feed Sam Darnold. What's going to happen if you feed him?
Well, maybe feed Jackson Smith and Jigba. He could make it work.
I kind of want to put him in the jelly of the month. Is that too harsh?
They have 10 wins.
Darnold had 14 wins last year. There needs to be I'm telling you, don't feed them after midnight and jelly of the month club. There needs to be a tier in between.
Okay.
Because the Seahawks, maybe the Chargers, maybe the Jaguars.
Saying this, but what is it?
Happy birthday from Frosty the Snowman.
So who would be in that? Seattle?
I think Seattle and the Chargers would go down from where they are.
Sure.
And the Jaguars and maybe just the Jaguars would go up.
So you're proposing
Does that make sense?
A new tier named Happy Birthday?
Well, I don't have the name of the tier.
Well, that's problematic.
Yeah, right. But I feel like there needs to be more separation between the Bills and the Dolphins, for example.
Sure.
There should be like a group in between.
Okay.
So what's a movie we haven't used yet? That's what I mean.
I am Frosty. Rudolph.
The kid name Frosty Oatmeal.
It's a Wonderful.
We can call him Oatmeal. Oh, yeah, It's a Wonderful Life. What do they say at the end of that?
I don't know.
Every time a bell rings, an angel gets its wings. Not a bad tier. Every time a bell rings?
Wordy.
It is.
Yeah.
What was Jimmy Stewart doing on that bridge? What was he going to do?
He's going to hurl himself to his death.
Yeah,
he's going to do. Yeah, it's a dark film. Yeah, it's a dark film.
Every time a bell rings, an angel gets its wings.
That's the tier?
Yeah, you want that one?
That's what you just came up with?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I mean, too late now.
You don't have another one.
Okay.
Every time a bell rings.
I thought we had the tiers.
Angel.
They are always
gets
fluid.
Its wings.
Uh-huh.
Because that way.
So who's in that tier now? I guess, well, let's update two more
teams.
I'll
tell you right after.
Okay, yeah, two more teams.
9-4, 49ers.
I wouldn't feed them after midnight.
Oh, okay.
Feed him after midnight.
I was going to bell ring him, but
Angel gets a bell ring?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's fine. You want to do that?
Every time a bell rings, an angel gets its wings.
Just to hear that one more time. Yes, yes.
Yeah. Okay. That's what the little girl sounds like. Also, a little bit of Hormone Monster, which is where all my impressions go back to. They all kind of circle back to that.
Okay.
All right, last one, Bill.
Cardinals at 3-10.
Oh, stink.
Yeah.
Stink. Stank. Stunk.
All right, I think you're going to be really happy with these results, Jones.
I'm real on the fence about it right now, so go.
All right, so top tier, yippee-ki-yay, Patriots, Broncos, Packers, Rams.
Okay.
That's it.
Yeah, that's a good tier.
Don't feed them after midnight,
uh-huh.
Bills and Texans.
That's it?
That's it.
Okay, let me hear this next one.
Every time a bell rings, an angel gets its wings.
Uh-huh.
Chargers, Seahawks, Jaguars, Niners.
Okay.
Right? Because they probably don't belong up there with
Bills. Yeah, I don't know how I feel about the name of the tier, but we did need another tier in there.
Well, the bell rings and, you know.
Sure.
Jelly of the month, Dolphins, Steelers, Cowboys, Bears, Panthers.
Yeah, that's a better tier than having all those teams
yes.
jumbled together.
Yes,
I do
yes,
agree
yes,
with
yes.
you on that.
Thank
okay.
you. You sit on a throne of lies. Ravens, Chiefs, Eagles, Lions, Bucks.
Okay.
Grandpa got run over by a reindeer, Colts.
Right.
Buzz, your girlfriend, right. Wolf. Bengals, Vikings, Falcons, Saints.
Okay, it's light.
Stink, stank, stunk. Jets, Browns, Titans, Raiders, Commanders, Giants, Cardinals.
All right, honestly.
Yeah, pretty great.
Pretty great.
Yeah, pretty great.
This is the right way to say
it. Nice job, everybody.
Here you go. I'm a dentist, Rudolph. You'll shoot your eye out. These were actually ones that we considered. Rudolph, she thinks I'm cute. Jingle All the Way. I'm not sure if that's a movie suggestion or a
Jingle
quote suggestion.
Way, yeah,
I'm assuming
yeah.
that's a movie suggestion.
Yeah.
You'll shoot your eye out, kid.
I Want to Live Again is from It's a Wonderful Life.
Yeah, well, there was a time where he didn't, sadly.
Mr. Toys? Ooh, Mr. Toys could have been
a good one. The Island of Mr. Toys.
But, like, that's
yeah,
not.
Who fits that tier?
Well, that's not what we were trying to come up with a semi good tier. Island of Mr. Toys would be a semi bad tier,
right.
I think.
Although, those guys, there's. They kind of were the heroes of the story.
Don't try to top our tiers.
We got it.
It ended up being a pretty great tier at the end of the day. We'll ask Curran about this when he joins us at high noon, where the Patriots fit into it, plus some comments from Mike Vrabel earlier in the week. We got a Kiefer Madness for you at 12:45. Stay tuned for all of it.
Every time a bell rings and Angel gets its wings.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.